whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Everybody loves a good wholesome story, and my confession is it made me this the wholesome story you're about to hear, it made me think I don't think anyone in the league deserves better than Myles Garrett. I tried to actually think of other players who deserve to be in a better situation more. I couldn't think of that more than Myles Garrett. But just listen to this exchange from I think it's a backup that started or was on special teams or whatever, offensive lineman.
I get that jersey after.
Hey, you in the league? Y'all winning games? Y'all looking great? Yeah, never nobody. I got you. You got me? Yeah.
So if you didn't hear it, he said, I know I'm a nobody, but can I have your jersey?
Sure.
That's basically what he said. And Myles Garrett could have said yeah or no or just walked on. But he actually took the time to say, hey, you're in the league. You are not a nobody. You ain't never going to be a nobody. And said, yeah,
that's like
I got
a
you.
Disney movie.
Yeah,
likes.
Exactly. It was like so wholesome and cool. But
which is why I'll never forgive Mace Rudolph, because he had to say something to that man.
Yeah. He had to say something. I was about to say,
you're just out here swinging helmets to do it?
The same Myles Garrett that swung a helmet?
Yeah.
And people wanted him out the league and charged?
Which I don't. And the tough thing about it is that there's players that were on the field that were like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I heard anything. But I'm like, ain't no way.
He never came across as like a violent person.
No.
Hell, he got punched in the face on the street of Cleveland one time and didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
He deserves a better situation.
I mean, absolutely. I'm trying to think. You threw out there, maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally, a really interesting hypothetical that I want to get to the bottom of at some point. I might need to just write it down. Like, who is on the, like, the all deserves better list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's somebody that deserves a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Somebody, that, like, it's players that, you know, that's good, but if they don't win, it's still cool. But he deserves a Super Bowl, man.
Absolutely.
These are my confessions.
Sorry, I'm over here trying to figure out. I'm writing down all deserves better list.
I guess that counts as a confession.
No, actually, I mean.
Segment coming soon.
Yeah, my confession is I really and truly did not believe and realize that this many people were milk drinkers. And I say that that is not a pejorative, by the way. I want to make it this clear before somebody comes out here and try and cancel me. That was just a factual accounting of the situation. You guys drink milk, therefore you are milk drinkers.
But you've never had teenage boys.
I have been a teenage boy.
You've been a teenage boy.
And to be, now that I'm thinking about it, there was one, like, you know how you got cousins that aren't cousins. Y'all just, you know, y'all moms hang out all the time.
Yeah.
Y'all be
That's your mom best friend's kids.
Yeah, exactly. I got some cousins where at their house, there was at least a couple of cases where I remember like milk was the drink. But otherwise, it was mostly just, hey, go get you some water. Right. But yeah, man, y'all are out here really drinking milk. Like from the 832, I love drinking milk with my dinner. Guess I'm minority as well.
No,
I'm 41.
You're not.
And what I'm learning today is absolutely not. Like, I think that my confession is this might be one of those conversations where you never considered that there was another way and that any people did the other thing. But then as soon as you find out, you're like, oh my goodness. And I could tell you one of the other circumstances. And I just told Lopez about it. I just told Figgy about it. And what's funny is they're on opposite sides and they had never considered the other one, which is, do you stand or sit to wipe? And I apologize for anybody who, again, if you're eating or whatever.
It's like, lunchtime,
it's
man.
Not, it's not the clear. And not, I'm trying to be very vague and general about it. However, I bet you had never thought about the idea that someone else might stand or someone else might sit to wipe.
You stand all day. Only weirdos like Jim Harbaugh sit.
I bet you Jim Harbaugh stand, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I bet you he stand, though.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And I'm on the opposite side. And I'd never considered it until it at one point had come up as a conversation. Where? Mind your business. But it had come up and it was just like, wait, really? And then you find out that, and yes, shout out to the 713. I also agree bidet all day. But yes, that was just one of those things. I was like, I'd never considered the idea that people did the other thing. So now I have to write milk, drink or no drink, as one of those conversations.
I have a hunch that milk is going to be prevalent in this confession segment.
These are my confessions.
I think you damn right, because because while we was talking about milk and everybody sending all their text messages in, somebody mentioned, I don't know if it's on a YouTube or on a text, but somebody mentioned about, we talked about it briefly, which is why I'm making this confession. Somebody had a first date or just a regular date at Whataburger, and they talked about how they had a they got a milkshake. They went back to the girl house and they had, and they pretty much blew up the bathroom.
That's how they learned that they were lactose intolerant.
So when y'all read this text, I think I came across like three or four red flags, man. So we just kind of breezed past it. So I want to reel back in. I wish this guy could probably call in so we can kind of
explain. You got questions?
Yes.
All right. First, I will send that person a text and ask them specifically to call in so that we can get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. First of all, like, you really had the first date at Whataburger?
Yeah.
Was that the first date? I kind of want to know a little more about that. What's the backstory on that? The second thing that really caught my eye out of all of this, you had a 44-ounce milkshake?
Big milkshake.
You're asking for it.
Dog.
You're asking
for it. Yeah, man. Even if that's the only thing you got, that's a lot of milkshake, man. That's more milkshake than Khalees.
I don't think I can.
I was waiting for Khalees to come.
Hey, that's a lot of milkshake, man. And
great,
I'm sure
Instagram follow, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Speaking of the farming, I'm sure she got a lot of cows out there.
She got goats and stuff.
Yeah. But
oh, you good? You gonna be all right over there?
She sure does.
All right.
But yeah, the 44 ounce, I'm sure he had a meal there too. Mm-hmm. And he probably washed it down with 44 ounces of milkshake.
That's a lot.
I don't think I could finish 44 ounces.
Yeah. And my other red flag was going to the girl house and like taking the deuce at the girl house on the first date.
Hey, when
sometimes you gotta go, man.
That's a red flag on her. Like, from her point of view. Yeah. Like, man, this brother, like,
he's,
we don't even know each other.
Yeah,
like, and he blew up the bathroom. So, that's my confession. I kind of want to know a little more about this guy, this date.
These are my confessions.
I kind of hate saying this, but it's confessions and it's what you feel. I don't think I want Cam Whitmore on this team anymore.
Wow.
Mm. Dude, it's getting bad. Man. You know, he's been asking basically for a trade. Apparently, no confirmation, he pushed Jalen Green. They've got some sort of beef. There was a clip making the rounds. I'm sure you guys saw it. Team's going nuts on the bench. He's just kind of sitting there with his shoulders down, not celebrating with his teammates on the bench. And at the buzzer, everybody's sort of, you know, slapping hands and going to talk to each other and see some friends on the other squad. He just makes a beeline to the bench. That is a sign, man. That is as clear a sign as you're ever going to get. He's a problem, or there is a problem.
That's tough, because I'm hesitant to go right to the he's a problem, but I think it's hard to deny that there is a problem.
Right.
Is it? I think the question then you have to get to in trying to diagnose that is it a problem that is foundational, that is irreparable?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the case.
Either or.
I mean,
either he's a problem or there is a problem.
He's still really young, and there's still opportunities maybe, but you would have imagined that, hey, now the big problem that we probably could see or that we would imagine is you weren't getting playing time. That's been remedied. If for no other reason, then there's been some injuries, and boom, there's some playing time, and that does
and
not
seem
to fix
it. And he's still not shaking hands. He's going straight to the locker room.
But I do wonder,
sulking on the bench.
Yeah, it's a lot here too, man. Yeah. Because I don't want to say it's all on him, because to me, his playing time been so weird since he got here, man. Because they keep sending him down to the G League, and which I kind of understand. But I'm like, man, I felt like he'd be a fire person off the bench to give you some scoring.
He was really good last night as well.
Yeah, I felt like they bench wasn't that great, where, you know, he was just the guy out of luck, like just sorry out of luck type of person. But I wonder if it's him, if it's the front office, if they don't want to kind of, I guess, is he the same type of player as Jalen Green a little bit?
Yeah.
And he's just sorry out of luck, or is this the reason why he slid so low in the draft?
This is probably part of it. But, I mean, it's hard to find those places. But This is the human element. This is why sports in general, but particularly basketball, you can't just do this off of the spreadsheets, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a human business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you managing relationships.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I saw someone was like, Ime don't care if Cam is in his feelings, but you kind of have to, like, managing, especially in the NBA, right? This is one of the places where I'll agree to some degree with some of the folks that can be a little bit loud about the NBA and the issues that they have with it. Like, there's a lot of egos in here. Like,
that's the main thing.
That is sports in general, but
like, the NBA can really tarnish the locker room. Yes, man. Yes. It can really mess up a lot of stuff
because it's a smaller locker room. Yeah. There's only 15 dudes in there, right? Yeah. And there, a few of them carry a lot more weight. And so somebody who is not necessarily in the best way can really change this up. And so ego management or personnel management or however you would like to call that matters a whole bunch. And so this is going to be an interesting place to see. And it really could even just be something like, hey, man, that man's going through something, right? I don't know what all it is. Yeah. But yeah, that is something that I'm watching, but I'm not sure that I'm to the place where I'm like, yeah, I'm done with him.
It was bad. It's been bad lately.
Well, he'd be some good trade bait.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, for the time being, you really got to find a way to massage this and make it better. Because yeah, that is concerning that he is in that place, even as he is getting more of the time that he should get.
These are my confessions.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good confession. I'm thinking. My brain might be cooked. I was taking a shower this morning, and yes, it is pertinent. Because that's where sometimes thinking happens. In fact, I was listening to Painter Pendergast do talk to Casario. Mm-hmm. And while that was happening, I randomly out of nowhere came up with Jim Caldwell. And I was like,
think about Jim Caldwell in the shower.
Yeah. Apparently so, because not this week. Last week, myself and Lopez were trying to remember who was the dude that Peyton Manning gave a lot of credit for his success that ultimately was like with the Lions in coaching, and he didn't get at least in my estimation, kind of got a bad rap and fired, and then they couldn't find anybody good to coach their team until Dan Campbell. So who was that guy? A week later, in the shower, I'm like, Jim Caldwell. I think I'm cooked. Like, it took me a week for that to come to me.
That happens all the time, man. Yeah. I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, and the worst part is if you was talking to somebody about this and y'all never came up with the name, it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh yeah, Jim Caldwell. Let me text him and let them. Hey, it's Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell.
Remember that conversation 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Jim Caldwell.
Yeah. In fact, that's basically what Lopez got was. He walked in and I was like, Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell.
He was
like, what are you talking about? I thought he was talking about the Rooney Rule stuff we were talking about yesterday.
Nope, Jim. Yeah. Jim Caldwell.
He fits that conversation.
Nah, him, Marvin Lewis, the people that probably will never get hired as a head coach again. Yep. Let's bring him in and kind of see what he can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Those are the confessions here on this Wednesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Apologies for all the milk talk.
No, I don't apologize.
All right, he doesn't apologize. I will apologize because, you know, some of y'all are lactose intolerant, and I don't know if that's exactly how it works, but I feel like if we say milk enough, you might break out in hives.
Might have to go to the bathroom.
Possible. All right, coming up next.
Or that.
There's been too much milk.
Like, all this milk talk. Let me go to the bathroom.
It's a lot. Yeah, I got to go now. Just in case. All right, coming up next. This is a little bit of a different detour. So yesterday on Figgy's mixtape, there was a few things that came up. And oddly enough, both of them came to bear yesterday. Let's talk about a Timmy Chan's run and tweakers next.